Well, hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. And if you're feeling stuck about habits that are not serving you, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you or for themselves or others, then this show is here to help you in some new ways. We have a 21st century model because, well, there's just a lot of things out there about motivation and change that date back to the last 150, 200 years, and they just don't fit for everybody today. A lot of self-defeating habits have hidden layers that block change. And in this show, we focus on making those layers visible. Habits into Health practices and our perspectives are here to help you stabilize your changes and support you in your next phase of growth. We have a couple of bottom lines here, and one is to follow the model of kindness and understanding, and the other is to listen to something other than the mind. We call it letting your body lead, so your mind doesn't have to. So we've been in a series about the change process, and I've been encouraging you to practice non-judgment, or at least to notice any judgments that come up without following them. Last time, I made a distinction between discernment and judgment. It's kind of like discernment is the softer side of judgment, because with judgment, we often really get critical. But we haven't really tapped into some deeper levels about judgment, and so we're going to dip into this at this time. Because we have a philosophy of letting our body lead, we are going to start, as we usually do, with our Habits into Health practice. And that comes from my own experience that really experience is our best teacher, that we may use our minds for useful things or not so useful things, but that dropping down into our physical reality really awakens us to something else in ourselves. These practices are really, they're not designed to heal you, but really what we're trying to do is something much more fundamental, which is to give you the tools to change yourself in the way that you want to do that. So the practices are like an internal guidance system. And in this podcast, our intention is to increase your awareness of those subtle patterns so that you are in charge of your habits instead of the other way around. How about that? For our exercise today, since we're going to be kind of riding in that realm around judgment, very often in the culture, the word judgment is used synonymous with criticism, which is why the term discernment is really useful. Because when we're discerning, there's a softer side to it. And judgment often is like the mean kid in school that comes on really, really heavy. So let's say you feel judgmental about something in yourself. You can even pick something, some part of you that you really don't like too much. Maybe it's the habit that you came here to address. When you consider this, just notice what you feel. And let me frame what feeling is, because a lot of times we talk about feelings in a psychological way. But feelings really are physical. They're attuned to what's going on in what you call your body, which includes the mind as well. So feelings could run from hot to cold, from tight to loose, could run from sad, diminished, to buoyant, but there's a physical energy to it. They're not just words, and they're not just thoughts. So when you consider something that you don't like so much about yourself, what's the feeling state that's activated? What happens in your chest, for instance? Or in your mouth, in your throat, even down into your belly. And you might also just be attentive to what's happening in your legs and your feet. You actually don't have to have words for this feeling. But when you are being judgmental, there is a feeling state that is not just about the story that you're telling yourself in your head. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, there's the story. Yap, 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 yap. But underneath that story is something else. And a lot of times what we tend to do is we focus on the story and we forget the other part of us. We don't feed and nourish that part of us that may be feeling young or maybe feeling tired or maybe feeling tight or tense. So sometimes the first thing to do is just to practice being with whatever is. Now, if you're feeling happy and buoyant right now, be with that. But if you're also feeling a little tense or tired or worried, then notice where that resides in you. And if you're feeling judgmental, notice that for sure. And just start there, just by practicing being present with what really is. Now, I've said before that when we recognize the physiological state that's associated with thinking, some really practical things come up. And it's very good for habit change because most habits begin before our thoughts have registered anything at all. And that's one reason why I say the more that you give to this practice of being present with what really is on a physical level, the more it gives back to you because you're developing your capacity to recognize your own experience and not just tied to the story that you're telling yourself. And even if you only do this for a minute or two, it's a beginning. It's a marvelous beginning because with practice, you'll start to recognize a new level of attunement to your whole self. Now, what we've just done is something that we do in every episode, and it's practicing new attitudes and skills. I've learned these for myself, and I've been passing them on to clients for, well, almost 30 years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits Into Health, and I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. The idea is that if you want to stop the energy drain that happens when you're so compressed and working so hard around habits that are blocking you from taking your life in the directions you want to go, it's frustrating. And there are some ways that you can engage that I can support you with. First is just self-help. You can start with my free ebook called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And I've included in there 5 warning signs that you're stuck and some things that you can do about it. Come on over to the website, habitsintohealth.com. And when you give me your name and email address, I'll not only send the ebook to you, but I'll also keep in touch with updates and other support. Another thing you can do that's also for free is you can subscribe to Habits Into Health on iTunes and follow us on Facebook. Just search for the name Habits Into Health in both of those places and click to follow or subscribe. Now, if you want to go a little bit further, I have a free introductory teleseminar that's coming up. And we'll talk about a 3-2-1 strategy that I share to help you do some healing around the habits that are blocking your way and to help reduce the stress and pressure of your journey. If you are interested in this teleseminar, pop me an email at info@habitsintohealth.com and I'll send you the call-in information. So let's explore our topic. We're in a series about the change process, and when the practice of non-judgment showed up, of course, then there's, well, what is that really? Non-judgment, and very often judgment comes up. So I've encouraged you to practice non-judgment in whatever way you can, and if that doesn't work, to do your best at not chasing those judgments. But even that's a practice. Last time we did some follow-up with this and talked about the shadow side of positive thinking because judgment comes up in relationship to positive thinking. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that last episode, just come to habitsintohealth.com and in the search box type in shadow side and that particular podcast will come up. I do want to summarize my main point though. If you believe thinking positive creates positive results, I am sure you have the best intentions. And if it works for you, great. But you should know that this approach doesn't work for everyone. Imagine that. While you may intend to boost others with your mantra, it could actually have the opposite effect for some of the people you know. So if you are that person, please know that you're not alone. You might be relieved to know about research that shows that if actual results fall short of a positive thinking goal, for you at least, it can actually amplify the gap between what you want and what actually has occurred. And this has a blowback effect for a lot of people of actually lowering motivation, self-esteem, and confidence. It doesn't always strengthen people and strengthen their resolve. And as I just mentioned, another thing the research shows is that there's nothing wrong with you if this is true. There are many times when not having a positive outlook is really a benefit, like when a disaster happens. It turns out the positive thinkers are great for cheerleading, but not necessarily so great for planning and strategizing when tough times happen. So whatever it is, it just calls for tweaking your strategy for dealing with what life hands you. Now, it's easy to recognize that so-called negative thinking could be a way of managing the challenges of life. And, well, it turns out that positive thinking is also a way of managing life's challenges. Most of us fall somewhere in the middle on a continuum between these two opposites. Some people go for the rose-colored glasses, and others do not. Depending on what life hands you, research has also shown that there are times, like I said, that those rosy glasses are really counterproductive. So it's interesting that the difference is in how you manage anxiety, how you manage the challenges, because the real deal is about how you focus your attention when your expectations are not met. And that's what the Habits into Health practices are all about. There's no judgment. Notice that word. No judgment about which is good and which is bad. There is no good or bad. There only is how you manage yourself. These practices are all about getting out of what you think, whether it's what you call positive or what you call negative or optimism, pessimism, realityism, and shifting your attention to what you feel, where you feel it, and how you're participating in that feeling state. So this week, continue to track your relationship on that non-judgment-judgment continuum. And when you realize that your mind has been spinning about someone or something, be attentive to what you feel and where you feel it on a physical level. In fact, don't wait until your mind is spinning. Practice now, just for 30 seconds. Are you tight or loose in your throat? Tense in your belly? Feeling buzzy in your forehead? Maybe right now you're sunken in your chest and sad in your face. Or you might be sturdy in your legs, warm in your hands, soft in your lips and mouth. Just start there, being with what is. That's what discernment is all about, the softer side of judgment. And when you do this, then notice what happens next. Many things are possible. This is actually what being present is all about. I write a little bit about this in my ebook. Being present is not about watching your mind do its stuff or letting go of your mind. It's being with yourself on as many layers as you can. Therefore, we say, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Your mind is part of your body. So if you're trying so hard to change a habit and you're not succeeding, it is possible that your mind is getting in your own way. Next time, we'll talk about the value of discovering a workable path for accountability that can help you manage that much more effectively. For now, it's time to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with And you'll also find other stuff on the website, podcasts, articles, and other resources. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to help you start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.